Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. You know, a wise person once said, guys are like bras.
Okay, how so?
They hook up behind your back. I think that was Socrates that said that.
That's why you gotta get one of those front clasps.
And Socrates also said, if a guy gives you lemons, he really sucks at gift giving. So wise, Socrates, with all his relationship advice.
Very true.
And he also said, if your significant other ever cheats on you, don't just throw them in the trash. Toss them into the ultimate dumpster. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. He wants you to call our radio show and shame your scumbag ex by telling the full story of how you caught them in this segment we call Busted. So we have a few listeners who've already called in with their own personal caught cheating stories, and they wanted to share them. Let's go to the phones. Deanna, tell us how you busted your significant other cheating.
Hi. This is kind of weird. So a package was, I ordered something and the package was stolen off of my front porch.
Okay. Mm.
Porch pirates. That sucks.
The worst.
Oh my God, it's terrible. I hate it because you can't get your money back. But I have like one of those video doorbells.
Uh-huh.
So I went through the footage and I could see that in the background, my boyfriend got into a red car with a woman.
Oh my God.
And I remembered that his ex-girlfriend before me drove a red Nissan.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. And that is when I knew that he was 100% cheating on me.
Oh my God. You didn't find it. You caught a boyfriend thief, not a package thief.
Yeah.
Yeah, never got the package.
Which is more disappointing. I mean, let's be honest. That guy was a waste of time.
Let's go to Christopher. Christopher, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Yeah, you know, it was the craziest thing. I wanted to do something nice for my girlfriend. You know, she gets home kind of late, so I decided to have dinner ready, and I ordered takeout food from her favorite place. And like about an hour before she was supposed to come home, I went over to pick up the food, and she's already there sitting in a boot.
Huh? What?
Yeah, and as I got closer, I realized what she's doing. She is hand feeding French fries to one of her male coworkers. Like, I mean,
oh my God. Maybe it's an intimate business meeting.
Yeah, right. You lady and tramp it with some fries?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't that how our meetings go?
No, oh, Jeff.
I don't go to them, so I don't know.
It certainly didn't look like a business meeting.
Oh, that's so sad.
What'd you do?
I walked up. I introduced myself.
Oh, you
it
did?
It was very awkward.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, and then you ate two burgers by yourself that night since she probably wasn't coming home for takeout.
We talked it out. It's fine. She forgave me a long time ago. I forgave her this time.
I see.
Ago.
This is a reoccurring theme of your relationship. Yeah. We're just working through it.
Eye for an eye.
Wow. Yeah.
Monogamy's weird.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Logan. Logan, tell us how you busted your significant other.
I think you guys are going to like this one.
Okay.
About 3 years ago, I was listening to the radio, and there was this woman that called in looking for relationship advice.
Wait, to our show?
Just wait until you hear my story.
Okay.
So the girl said that she needed to change her name to protect herself, but I recognized the voice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
And it was my girlfriend.
Oh no.
And she wanted to know if she should go with the guy she's been seeing behind my back or stay with me.
Oh no.
Oh, you heard.
Oh no. Yes. Wait, what did she decide?
I didn't even finish listening to it. I went home and put on the podcast episode at my house. So when she came home, she could hear it. And this happened on your show.
Oh no.
Oh
my God.
So wait.
Done stuff like that.
Brooke, you probably advised her to go with the new guy instead of stick with the boyfriend.
You're welcome for making sure you're not in that bad relationship.
Oh, Dang. We are so sorry, dude.
Yeah, you really helped me dodge a bullet.
Okay, see? You are welcome. All
or
right,
we put the
cool.
bullet in the chamber. Yeah. Depends how you look on it. But okay, let's go to our last caller, Terry. Terry, tell us how you busted your significant other.
So it happened a couple years ago. I was at his place and it was really cold. So I asked him to borrow a sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, sure, that's fine. So I went up to his room and basically like opened the dresser and I found a female jersey in there, and this was like the team that was our team. Like it was the one that we loved together. And so I assumed that this was a present for me or something. So I thought, oh my gosh, I totally got him. Like, I'm going to like put it on and do some little joke about it. And so I put it on to be cute. I come downstairs and I'm like, look what I found. And he essentially turned white, like he saw a ghost. And then I was like, is this not for me? And he essentially just right then and there came totally clean.
He likes to wear it when you're not home, doesn't he?
I mean, to be honest with you, I would have rather that situation than him telling me that he was cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, and he totally downgraded. I'm sorry. Ladies, stop picking the pink and white jerseys. They're just terrible.
Yeah, seriously.
You probably stop rooting for that sports team after that, too.
She hates him now.
Yeah. Text into 78592. Tell us how you busted your significant other cheating. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.